This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
We're not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
I'm really sick of talking about it. There are so many other important topics that we're going to cover today that are not getting the coverage they need because people are obsessing over COVID right now, and rightfully so. There's a lot of big things taking place related to COVID. But what I will say is that I just recently put out a new article for The Last American Vagabond. U.S. government awards contracts to 7 organizations with ties to Gates Foundation, DARPA, and Big Tech. I really, really, really recommend you read this because this is my introduction to an investigation that I'm working on with Whitney Webb and Ryan Christian of The Last American Vagabond called Exposed Warp Speed. Whitney's already wrote 2 articles, including this one right here, which again, I highly, highly recommend you read. Google and Oracle, the 2 companies, to monitor Americans who get Warp Speed's COVID-19 vaccine for up to 2 years. Are you guys hearing this correctly? If you choose to get one of the 6 vaccines, there's going to be 6 different vaccines according to the U.S. government's own documents and according to what we're seeing so far. There's going to be 6 different vaccines, and they're going to track all the different people using Google and Oracle and other big tech technology and wearable technology and smartphone apps. That's what my article was about, how they're talking about using this thing right here called the vaccine. I can't remember what it's called, Verify Patch or something along those lines, but there's others. It's wearable things like Fitbit, it's patches on your skin. And the next step that they are realistically, factually working on, not a conspiracy, are injectables, various types of injectables. And that's where my next article and Whitney's next articles are going to be going. But this one right here, she really keyed in on how Google and Oracle are playing a role in Operation Warp Speed, and that they will be tracking you. If you choose to get a COVID-19 vaccine, you will be tracked for 2 years so they can study to make sure it's working and not killing anybody, I imagine. And both my article and this article can be found on The Last American Vagabond. I also do want to say, if you go to theconsciousresistance.com right now and you look up the most recent post, TCR Live 113, every link that I'm going over is already listed there. So just go over there, and if you want to get caught up. And just for a visual aid, guys, this is the U.S. government's unclassified but for official use only Operation Warp Speed organizational chart. And it looks like a military chart, which let me just decipher some of it for you guys. Down here in the bottom right, there's some color coding. You see the dark green is for Army individuals. The light green is for Army civilians. And then we have purple is joint, then joint civilian. Then the yellow is Department of Defense, and then non-Department of Defense. So look at this. You see how many different people are DOD, right? And then there's lots of green, which is all Army. And then there's a few blue, which are non-DOD, and you have people from the FDA working on therapeutics, from BARDA, from the NIH. And as I show here in my article, the NIH just awarded contracts with these 7, actually 8 different companies who are working on patches, who are working on wearable technology. This is coming to fruition, guys. It's all happening right now in front of our eyes, and most people don't even see it happening. And this operational chart here, as you can see, there are only 14 civilians. The vast majority of people involved, 27 people, are in the U.S. military. This is a military operation. This is Operation Warp Speed is a military operation. It's not just that the military are going to be coming along to help distribute. The whole thing is being ran by military, by big tech, and by big pharma. The chief advisor right here is Dr. Moncef Slaoui, and I've written previous articles about him. He is the person that Trump put at the head of Operation Warp Speed, and he worked for Moderna, who's one of the leading vaccine companies. He also owns stock, and this is what my next article is going to focus on, so I don't want to give it away. He owns stock in a company called Galvani Bioelectronics. They are working on injectable subdermal technologies for tracking people for health purposes. It is a fact. It is a fact, okay? There's no denying this. This is just the reality. And if you want to see this chart, it is in this article that I put together, U.S. government awards contracts to 7 organizations. Go check that out at The Last American Vagabond and study this chart. Get to know the people. And I mean, I know a lot of you don't have the time, and that's why myself and Whitney Webb and Ryan are doing this work. I hope that you use it and share it with friends and family, because it's only by educating people about what's coming. Like I said, the potential for a dark winter, the second wave, and, you know, election chaos. All of this is sort of converging right now into one big thing. And Donald Trump is still promising they're going to have some vaccine by the end of this month. We'll see. But either way, early 2021, the vaccines will be coming in. As it stands right now, there are six different vaccines that the government is apparently planning to release out into the public and then track the individuals who get these vaccines. And one other COVID note that I wanted to mention to you guys. Well, first, I want to say, if you don't watch my other podcast, my other show, which is called Freethinker Radio, which I broadcast with my buddies Micah and Johnny, it is actually also broadcast on FM radio in Houston on 90.1. It's called Freethinker Radio. You can find all the archives for that at theconsciousresistance.com. Go back and watch that episode when you get a chance. It's only an hour long. It's got some music. It should be entertaining. But I go into deeper stories. We have studies showing that this virus, or whatever you want to call it, COVID-19, whatever it really is not spreading in daycare centers. It's not spreading at schools, but yet the kids are still being locked down. We have people from the World Health Organization saying that lockdowns are only harming the poorest people. And then here you have this story where another, World Health Organization official says that masks should only be worn if you're caring for coronavirus patients. And this one is interesting because I found this on the New York Post, and some people, again, be like, oh, it's New York Post, it's trash, whatever. And if you say, look at it closer, it's actually originally published by Fox. But since I'm a critical thinker, I don't immediately just dismiss something because I don't like the source. I actually look at the information itself. And when you look at this information, what you see is that there's this woman, Dr. April Baller, a public health specialist for the World Health Organization, says in this video, if you do not have any respiratory symptoms such as a fever, cough, or runny nose, you do not need to wear a mask. Masks should only be used by healthcare workers, caretakers, or by people who are sick with symptoms of fever and cough. And she goes on to talk about asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic individuals. And that video is in this article. It pops up when you first open it. But then the interesting thing is I went, because it links, it says it's on a video on the World Health Organization's website. And you go here and you can see that same woman, Dr. April Baller, right here. She's in several videos. But the one that they include in the article is apparently missing already. So I would honestly be downloading this article, if you can, from the New York Post as quickly as possible. I'm going to figure out if I can actually rip the video off their website, because it appears that even though that was a video, I saw the video myself and listened to this woman, Dr. April Baller from the World Health Organization, say that if you don't have a runny nose, if you're not coughing, if you're not caring for a healthcare patient, then you don't need to wear a mask. But apparently it's already missing. So could be some foolery going on. But I just wanted to share that with you guys related to COVID. And then the final COVID note is this. This is where it's all leading, my friends. It is a push which started in 2019. I reported on this. You can go back and find it on the website. At the beginning of 2019, January 2019, way before COVID was a thing, the World Health Organization announced that they put up this document together and said, here are the top 10 threats to global health. One of those threats was what they called vaccine hesitancy. And vaccine hesitancy is defined as, obviously, people who are hesitant to take vaccines. And then they go further, people who are anti-vaxxers, which is just a term like conspiracy theorist that gets thrown at anybody who questions the program. And there's just been this concerted effort since then, since the beginning of 2019, all through 2019, there was a push for the measles thing and take away people's exemptions for vaccines and all this stuff we've seen. And then COVID came. And now it's ramped up to another level because I've been following the mainstream. They're putting out this sentiment that the anti-vaxxers could screw up the COVID recovery if they convince people that their vaccines might be dangerous. And now we have this vaccine reluctance linked to belief in virus hoaxes. So this is an attempt to paint people who have legitimate questions about vaccines as people who just believe in hoaxes. We're just stupid. We don't know how to think for ourselves. We just believe anything we read on the internet. And according to this, up to a third of people in certain countries may believe coronavirus misinformation and in turn be less open to immunization, scientists said on Wednesday, warning that development of a vaccine might not be enough. Researchers in Britain and the Netherlands conducted surveys in the UK, United States, Ireland, Mexico, and Spain, and found that while most people rejected COVID-19 conspiracy theories, some of these false stories had taken root in substantial sections of the population. The World Health Organization, which again, we have to remember, the number one funder after the United States is Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The World Health Organization has warned that the pandemic has been accompanied by an infodemic that has made it hard for people to cut through the misinformation. There is truth to this. I do believe that the intelligence agencies are purposefully sending out bad information to confuse the hell out of people. And if you go back to the Event 201 exercise, which took place October 18, 2019, and it simulated a coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world, they talked about what they called the flood strategy. They said where there was going to be, people in this simulated exercise, that people would, you know, spread conspiracy theories and misinformation. So in the Event 201 exercise, they basically said that they needed to do the flood. And the flood was, well, we're going to flood the people with credible sources. But I also think that the people, the engineers who, whether they created this thing or they're just taking advantage of it, that they are using the flood strategy to flood us with all kinds of bad theories about 5G and other things and lots of other things and in the QAnon crap that we're going to get into. And it's just to confuse people, to keep people from knowing what is truth and what is not. So I do think that we are in some sort of infodemic, but it's not because people are questioning COVID or because people are questioning vaccines. It's because we live in a time where science is completely controlled. And there's so many federal agencies in the United States and elsewhere that are, they're controlled. They're bought off and they're called captured agencies. You can look up that term and find some research on that. So the study found that the conspiracies most believed by participants was the claim that the virus was deliberately engineered in the Chinese city of Wuhan. And it says the hoax that COVID symptoms are worsened by 5G was deemed reliable by 16% of people in Mexico and Spain, 12% in Ireland, and 8% in the UK and the US. Now, it says the study was published in the Journal of the Royal Society Open Science. Now, I could be wrong about this, but maybe we can just do some live research here. Let's just do a search of Royal Society Wiki real quick, because if this Royal Society is who I think they are, then this is worth just mentioning. Okay, so the Royal Society, it says that this study was published by the journal Royal Society Open Science. And Royal Society has been around for a long time, considered a learned society. And if I'm thinking of the correct Royal Society, they are also connected to some of the UK elite and the American elite. I'm pretty sure I'm thinking of the right one. So it wouldn't surprise me that this kind of study would come from their journal and would be published out there. And then you see repeated by websites like fizz.org, who went with the headline, "Popularity of COVID-19 Conspiracies and Links to Vaccine Hesitancy Revealed by International Study." And look how they just like to put the dollar with the all-seeing eye there. I'm sure there's no reason they chose to put that there. But these are the kind of things that I think we're leading towards. As we get closer to the vaccines and the Operation Warp Speed and all this sort of stuff, people are beginning to question and push back against COVID in different ways. And what we're seeing more and more, we're going to talk about the Michigan situation in a couple of minutes, this talk of domestic extremists. Guys, this is something that has been building for at least 10 years. In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, we saw the use of this, the kind of Middle Eastern terrorist as the boogeyman, right? That somebody from Afghanistan or Pakistan or Iran is going to come attack us. And, you know, that was the big thing, the international terrorists. But we've also seen an increase in the past few years where they start talking about the idea of domestic extremism. And this is way before Trump has been around. This is during the Obama era, where people were saying that because we had Obama, the first black president, that there was a rise in white supremacy. And clearly there are racist people that exist in the United States. I'm not denying that at all. But I do believe that this whole white supremacy thing is being tied in now with domestic extremists, which would be people like me who talk about, let's organize outside of the government. Let's not accept, the corruption. Let's not just blindly take the vaccines. Let's, use alternative currency. These are things that they consider to be extreme. And so somebody like myself would be listed as a domestic extremist. They are tying that in to vaccine skeptics, anti-vaxxers. And this is going to be a push that we see increasingly, especially when the vaccines start rolling out. They are going to go hard on propaganda with your friends, neighbors, and family members about those of us who question the vaccine.